sometimes it feels like you're running on all cylinders, like everything is working just perfectly, like you couldn't do a better job at all. It's just not possible. So how do you get into the zone? And what do you do once you're there? Well, that's our question today. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Eternity Changers. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. This is the show where I help you go from just making a living to actually making a difference. I'm sharing everything that I learn as I'm on my path to becoming not just an entrepreneur, but an eternity changer. So, I would like to first off thank viewers like you who've made this show and all the other churchtechcast.com shows possible. Thank you. If you'd like to join the ranks of those of us who are changing lives and eternities, head over to patreon.com/paulallencliff. That's patreon.com/paulallencliff. You can support the show or the entire network for as little as $1 a month or heck, $100 a month, that's all good. There are various rewards for various levels, but the real reward is knowing that you're helping change lives and eternities. Also, my latest book, Church Video School, which is available at trinitydigitalmedia.com/CVS for Church Video School. You can go from a video novice to an experienced videographer in just a few months by following all the lessons that I have in this book. It's divided into daily lessons that you can read within a couple minutes or 10 minutes that will just help get you conversant with the art of using video. So if you're watching this before September 1st, 2014, head on over and you can get a discount. Instead of the regular price of $19.97, you can get it for $14.97. So head over and get your copy today. So I've been thinking about being in the zone. You know, where everything's just working right, where you can't believe how well it is, how well it's going, because it feels like it's too easy. And I've been thinking about how we don't always get in the zone, and that doesn't mean you're not following your calling, by the way. In fact, you could be following your calling to the best of your ability and just not be good enough yet to get into the zone where it's easy and it just flows from who you are without really even trying. Like, you accomplish a lot, and people say, "How did you do that?" And you go, "I really don't know. That's just the way it was." They talk about this in sports as being in the zone. It's kind of Michael Jordan has this famous quote where he talks about getting to the point where when he's playing basketball, the basketball itself feels like a pebble, and the hoop itself feels like a huge pond, and it's impossible for him to miss. Of course, that's not true, but he can get to a point because of his years of practice, years of training, and dedication where it feels like that. It just feels too easy, and he makes it look too easy. And I think that's something that you can aim for in your ministry, in your calling, in your business, that it just looks so easy to the outsider. But the reason it is because of all the time that you've put in. So I have some tips to help you get there and for what you do once you are there. First off, you start with your calling. I don't want you to get in the zone of something you like. I don't want you to get in the zone of something that's fun. I want your calling to be both of those things, but I don't want what you're doing to be merely those things. So start with your calling. What were you made to do? Why are you here on earth? Why do you exist? Start with that. And then build on it. Next, don't get discouraged. The reason you want to do this is because you're made to do it. Not necessarily that you're great at it yet. And we have this misconception that in order to do something, you have to be great at it. That's not true. Sometimes it just takes a while to practice and put in the time and put in the effort until it becomes easy for you, until you get good at it, until people say, "How did you do that?" Especially in the time you had or with the resources you had. "I just don't get how you can do that." That takes time, but it's worth the time. So don't get discouraged. Don't give up easily. Keep practicing, which is my next point. Keep practicing. Day in, day out, just put in the time. Because you might pick up, "Oh, I'll save 3 seconds here and 30 seconds there. And I figured out how to make this look just the way that I wanted to there." And before you know it, putting the entire thing together, you get something incredible. Next, don't stop learning. What do I mean by that? Just because you're a supposed expert, or just because people keep asking you for your input, that doesn't mean that you know everything there is to know about something. So I've made, 30 or 40 tutorials on ProPresenter 5, but that doesn't mean that there's not more to know. In fact, I know some areas that I don't know yet. So what I can do is I can build on those areas. I can expand. I can get better at what I'm doing, so I can watch tutorials that other people have made. I can read the instructions, I can read the frequently asked questions section, I can just read more and more about how to get better and better at this particular area. Just because I wrote the book on Twitter for churches doesn't mean I can't learn something about Twitter. In fact, I learned something just last week about Twitter analytics, and I'm working on Twitter cards. Those are things that I didn't know before. So keep learning, keep expanding. Before you know it, you'll be able to solve any problem. You'll be able to answer any question if you just keep at it. Next, notice when you're in the zone. Now, sometimes in retrospective, we notice and go, "Oh, wow, that was easy. I didn't even notice how easy that was. I didn't even notice the results that I was getting." I've recently had a breakthrough in my calling where I can see for the first time how it's possible that I'll be able to support myself doing this. Not that this month was one of those months where I did support myself, but it's a month where I'm starting to see light at the end of the tunnel. So I want you to notice when you're in the zone, when everything is running well, and keep it in mind. Deconstruct it, try and perpetuate it, because that's where you're really meant to operate out of. Finally, and this is big, build on that momentum. So if you're in the zone, see what you can do to build on top of that. In fact, I just did something like that earlier this morning. I've just launched my Video School 101 class, which is available at trinitydigitalmedia.com/video-school-101. And I closed down the launch page, but in case there's still momentum to be built off of, instead of just closing it down completely, which is what I initially had intended to do, instead of doing that, I decided to change the text of the links so that it became an early bird special for the next time that I do the class. So if someone wants to join that class right now, they can. Now, the dates haven't been announced, so I'm giving an extra kind of special deal for people that want to join the class and take part in it. But I think that that's something that is just a great way to build on the momentum and not lose it. Because people might mean to come back. They might write a calendar reminder to themselves and then forget. But if they've already committed to it, they're much more likely to take part. So that's another way to build momentum when you are in the zone. So how about you? Where have you been in the zone? Where have you just felt like you could make no mistakes? No matter how hard you tried, it was just easy and fluid. It just came from who you are. Why don't you write that in the comments below, and we'll discuss it. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford. If you haven't subscribed to the show, I don't know why you haven't. Just click on the subscribe button in YouTube, or if you're watching this at trinitydigitalmedia.com, click the subscribe button at the bottom of the show notes, or go to trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe, and you can get the show automatically delivered to you for free. Did I mention free? Yeah, free. I don't even ask for an email address or anything. Totally and completely free. Just sign up for that. If you like the show, you can always go to Patreon, like I mentioned earlier, patreon.com/paulallencliff, PAULALANCLIF, and you can support the show there. But if you'd like to just lend your support in a non-monetary way, go to trinitydigitalmedia.com/iTunes reviews and give us a 4 or 5 star rating and like a sentence review. Doesn't have to be War and Peace here. We're talking about a sentence. If you're really excited, a couple of sentences, just write a little quick review. Take 2 minutes to do it. That will help this show, and it will help me as I'm going out to change eternity. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.